This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
It's just a good conversation with somebody that you didn't know you were interested in. I'm Matt Leon, and this is One-on-One.
I was really shocked when one of the captain from India, we were being interviewed together, and he said, what you can say about Kamran? He said, if I had a key to my life, I'll give to Kamran. See, when I think of that, I get very emotional.
And our guest this week is Kamran Khan. He is the head cricket coach at Haverford College and just a name that is synonymous with cricket in the Philadelphia area. Kamran, thanks so much for taking the time and thanks for having me out here to Haverford.
You're quite welcome.
So to start, for someone who only knows the sport of cricket by the name, explain the sport of cricket. What is it about? How is it played? What is the goal?
Cricket is played among 11 people. On each team, and the goal is to win. Or some, you know, there are three forms of competition right now. It is 20 overs, which is 120 balls, 50 overs, which is 300 balls, and then there are 5-day competition. Match goes on 5 days, and 5 days is not always gives you a result. It can be a draw if both teams don't get out. And the team which has more runs, they win the match.
Do you play all types here?
Yes. Actually, we don't play here 5 days, but we play like 20 overs and 50 overs. Because of the time, you know, frame, it is, 5 days is too much for Americans to take off and, you know, come and watch or play even. It used to be played like that in early 1900. And I was told that at Marion Cricket Club, at one time, there were 39,000 people who came to watch.
So if I show up for one of your cricket matches to watch, give me a quick primer on what I will see. It seems the very limited exposure I've had to it, the first thing that comes to mind is baseball. I can see similarities there. But what am I seeing if I come to a cricket match?
First of all, I think baseball is offshoot of cricket. Cricket is a much older sport than baseball. When you come, we see in at the college, we play mostly 20 overs. We used to play 40 overs, but now it is only 20 overs. You'll see two teams playing. One team is batting and one is fielding. The batting team, there are two batsmen who are batting at the same time. And there are 11 fielders who are fielding. And where the score runs is when you cross and each batsman goes to the other end, that is one run. And as many times as he crosses over, there up to three or four or even five very rarely. And then their boundary, which is about 60 to 70 yards. And if the ball crosses that, when you hit it on the ground, that is four. And you hit over the fence without, you know, touching the ground, it is six.
What is your origin story with cricket? When do you remember when you were first introduced to the sport?
I was introduced when I was 4 years old. I come from Pakistan. I came here at a very young age. I got academic scholarship at Villanova. And while I was studying at Villanova, somebody brought me to see the duck pond when you enter the college. So I came to see the duck pond and I saw people playing cricket. So I came up and at the time coach was Mr. Comfort. And I asked him, can I participate in this practice? And he said, of course. So after I played and he talked to me, I had played international cricket when I was 15, 16 years old. So he was impressed and he said, come back as many times as you want. So after next week when I went there, Mr. Comfort talked to me and invited me for lunch. So I went out for lunch and after the lunch he asked me if I would like to coach here. And I said, most of the players are, older than me. How would I coach them? So he said, don't worry, our guys are very good and they are very disciplined students here. So you won't have any problem. So I started coaching here, and actually this year is my 50th year coaching here.
Could you have imagined when you first started coaching that 50 years later you'd still be here? I mean, I don't think anybody thinks in those terms, especially that young, but how amazing is it for you?
It is really amazing because after I graduated from Villanova, I got a job in international banking in Fidelity International. So I told my boss that I would like to come up early and leave 3 o'clock because I coach at Hartford College. So they made a special arrangement for me. I could come early and leave at 3 o'clock. But, I love coaching. I was offered a job in World Bank, international banking. It was an amazing job. It is called a Young Professional Program at the time. And people from other countries, foreign minister, even prime minister used to call for that job for their, who they were supporting. But I just decided I want to coach. And I started my own small business on the side. And since then, I am still here. And I love, Hartford College is one of the best places to work. And so I just enjoy the whole environment, students, staff. And at the time, our athletic director was Greg Canestein. You might know him. And he was very, very nice to me. But the guy who recruited me was Dana Swan. And from very beginning, I felt like home.
In Pakistan, is cricket played like baseball's played in the U.S.? Like, is it just everybody plays cricket or has some connection to cricket, or, it's just what is done?
Yeah, it is the number one sport in Pakistan. And everybody's dream is to play for Pakistan. Just like here, actually here is it more limited because it is by states. But in Pakistan, there are only 11 people who represent the whole country. And I was very fortunate when I was 15, 16, I was among the 12 people who represented Pakistan.
What was that experience like? And at that young age, did you appreciate what you were getting the chance to do? Or was it just, how kids are and, wow, okay, I made this team. That's great. Like, did it hit you immediately?
It hit me first time when I went, in Pakistan, when there's a cricket match, we had a big stadium, one of the biggest in Lahore, where I am from. And there are 100,000 people come to watch. So when I walked into the field, I will never forget that experience. I got dizzy. So it was just an experience that I will remember all my life.
What about your skill set made you so good at cricket? Why do you think you were able to reach that height, be one of the people that represent Pakistan?
You see, I was really crazy about cricket when I was very young, and I worked very hard. Because in any sport, when you want to go to that peak, you have to really be very disciplined, hard work, dedication, commitment. So I had, fortunately, all those things. I think that is one of the reasons I was able to. And my father was also a cricketer, so he, from a very young age, when I was 12, 13, you used to tell me, you're going to play for Pakistan.
And when you say play for Pakistan, what does that mean? Like, where are you? Are international competition, stuff like that? Like, where were some of the places you got to play?
When I was 14 years old, I was sent to England to, there's a very famous half-cover camp where young people go and train it. And that was my first experience overseas. And then after we stayed in the camp for 3 months, it was sent by Pakistani government young professionals. After we played 3 months, then a very famous Pakistani cricketer, he came and he became our captain, and we played about 12 different matches in different parts of England. And other than that, I played against Commonwealth team. I was selected to go to Australia, but I got scholarship. I came here. But, you know, during those days, cricket was not played as often as it is now. Over there, like, you know, maybe 3-4 years, a foreign team would come and you play against them or you tour. So I was too young to experience all those things. But I decided to come here and I started to play for the U.S. national team. I have played for the U.S. national team for about 18 years, 4 international competitions, ICC, you know, like a mini World Cup. I was captain of the team for captain and vice captain for about 10 years.
What was that experience like?
That was a very wonderful experience because when I came here, I wanted to promote cricket and I didn't bring anything with me. I didn't know that they play cricket in America. And when I came here and I saw this, then I got familiar with local areas and other states also used to play cricket. And then the president of the United States Cricket Association at that time, he heard about me and came to see me. Then he invited me to play for the U.S. team. And then we went to England, as I mentioned to you, 4 ICC trophies. But prior to that, I also went to England with local teams and I went to Australia with under 40 team. So I have reasonably good experience with that. We used to play Canada, U.S. Canada, U.S. Bermuda.
You've dropped the places of a lot of places you've been. What was just the coolest place you got to play cricket, be it because of the exotic location or just where you were? Like if you had to rank all your cricket playing all over the world, what's at the top of the list?
I would say England, because the atmosphere in playing cricket is just amazing. I remember I played at a ground in Sidmouth. It is part of England. And when you were playing, right in front of you was the ocean. And it was just one of the most wonderful experiences I had in my life. And also, you know, like in England, Lords is like a mecca of cricket. I didn't play at the actual ground, but I played at nursery ground, which is next to that. That was also a wonderful experience.
In addition to playing, you also eventually served as president of the U.S. Cricket Association from an administrative standpoint.
Yes.
What was that experience like? And in that role, what is your main goal? Is it to grow the sport of cricket or is it to have success, to put together a team that has success in international competition?
You see, when I was president, I took a team to England and we did extremely well. But the problem in America is there's too much nepotism. See, cricket has been dominated for mostly by West Indians. And they're great, you know, cricketers. But most of the people I experienced, didn't have that much experience in management. And they handled things their own way, which was not the professional way. And that opened my eyes. Because you see, in Pakistan, we have 4 different zones, east, west, north, south. And each of them used to have vice president. And they would bring in their vote from their region to when the president was going to be elected. But what I experienced was that when the voting time came, the people were paid off or done favors. Like, for example, one of our president, he stayed for probably 12 years or more than that. And that is against the constitution, but he changed the constitution. So it is that, you know, ICC is trying to play a part in that, because even now, cricket is not really properly managed here. And the International Cricket Conference, ICC, they are sending their people here to do, but you see, there are too many legal problems. Because if ICC comes and does something, the local people try to sue them. So they are afraid of this thing. I hope at some point, you know, we get who started a new league in America, like at a professional level, junior, and next year going to be senior also. He is excellent. He is a very good manager. He used to own Willow Cricket. I hope that if he keeps his interest there, that eventually maybe he'll do something to help cricket, grow properly and people professionally, He pays them, but U.S. cricket, when I played for U.S., we used to pay all expenses from our own pocket. I remember one time we went to England and it was cold and people didn't have sweaters. At the time, I had my own carpet business, so I bought everybody sweaters. So it was to that extent, people didn't have enough money to eat. And it was very difficult. It is improving a little bit, but not to the extent where other countries are. Because if you play cricket for 1 year, for example, in Pakistan or India, you can retire. They make so much money professionally.
When you're playing, what is your favorite part of playing? Is it the competition? Is it any specific part of the game, of a match? Like, if you had to kind of distill it down, strictly, now I'm talking as a player now, right. What is your favorite part?
I like to play against very good teams. When the weak teams come, I don't even play sometimes. I think in cricket, like this level, the level of competition means a lot to me. Like we used to play locally sometimes in the leagues. And when we play against a very weak team, I would go number 11. I wouldn't even want to bat. But that is, if I have tough competitions, I always like to play and I perform well in that. And also when I was captain, it is very, first of all, it is an honor to captain U.S. national team. And that is also my favorite part, to, manage the game.
We need to take a break. We will have more with Haverford College head cricket coach Cameron Khan right after this. This is One on One.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back on One on One. Our guest this week is Haverford College head cricket coach Cameron Khan.
Was coaching something you had, I don't even want to say considered, but you kind of always figured it would be something you would pursue at a certain point? Or does this opportunity at Haverford come and it's really kind of the first time you had thought, maybe I should coach. Maybe this would be a good idea. Maybe this would be fun.
Yeah, you see, when I came here to America from Pakistan, I had a very strong desire to promote cricket in America. I never thought of really coaching. This opportunity just came. And then when I started to work with young people, it just grabbed me. I thought that was my calling. I, you know, left my job at international banking and started my own business so I could coach also. But I never really planned to coach in my life. I was very young. I came here. So it just happened. Coaching at Harvard College is a pleasure. Students are wonderful. Staff is, at the time when I was started coaching, was very, very helpful. I just decided that's what I want to do.
When does that, and that was kind of my next question. Like, I know we kind of talked about this earlier, but no one takes a job and says, well, this is my, going to be where I'm going to be for the next 50 years. Right. But do you remember, was there a conversation with yourself or family members where you're like, I really like this and I think, I don't know how long it's going to be, but I'm not updating the resume. Like, I'm very content doing this. Like, was it one of those, or is it one of those where you kind of wake up one day and you're like, wow, I've been here 25 years. That's amazing.
You see, when I started coaching, first time, my parents and some close friends, they mentioned to me that when I got a job in the World Bank, and I told my parents, my father particularly, that I'm going to coach. So he was a little upset. he said, how much money you make coaching? And I was not making really at all anything, very little, maybe few thousand. And my father was saying that you are hurting your, you know, career. And I said, you know, I will start my business, I'll do something on the side, but that's what I want to do. Because after working with some young people, it gave me immense pleasure. So at that time, I decided that I really want to coach.
Early on, and one of the things I always want to ask elite players who become coaches, how difficult was it? Because I'm sure there are things in the game that, because of your natural ability or just repetition of doing it for so long, just came easy. Like, it's just, it might be difficult in the game, but for whatever reason, it came easy for you. How hard was it when you start coaching to deal with athletes that just maybe can't do what you do, but it came so easy to you? So you have to learn the patience to understand why this kid can't do the thing that you think is really easy. You understand, like, what I'm saying? Because it seems like that could be a difficult mountain to get over when it comes to coaching and connecting.
You see, when I started coaching, I brought a couple of methods the way I was coached. And like ball with a string, and how to coach the very basics, fundamental of batting. And then I also, one I think advantage I have very strong patience. Because as you said, sometimes you can get really, you know, very upset when you keep student teaching the same thing and they keep making the same mistake. But I realized that cricket is not a very easy sport. So I understood in the very beginning that it's not going to be easy. But I, because of my patience and because of the different methods I used, it was very helpful. Like most of the students, in the last maybe few years back, now we have some international students also. But there was a stage where we had all American students. And it's very difficult to coach them. But I have some of the American guys who became some of the best players, even better than people come from, you know, Asia, India, Pakistan, and some other countries, because we got a easy machine, bowling machine. So I try to adjust their skills with a ball, with a string, their grip and how they play. And after that, I take them on the bowling machine where their weaknesses are. For example, some people are very weak on their legs. I'll set up the machine there and pitch them. So it was amazing. Sometimes I surprise myself the way they improve.
When you mentioned having American kids, how much are you recruiting and how much are kids recruiting you? Because there aren't a ton of colleges, as far as I can see, in the U.S. that, you know, offer cricket at the varsity level.
Sure.
So are all the kids that you bring in kids that are laser focused on cricket, or is there a certain portion of your rosters that kids that are just interested in trying it and learning it and want to find out what it's all about? Like, how does the roster break down, like, from that standpoint?
You see, most of the cricketers who come and join our team, they come to the college. They see people playing cricket, and they think it is very...
Okay, it's more like that.
More like that. Plus, I have some people know me at international level. So, as you said, they recruit me. Then you know, they say, oh, he's coaching there. He will be very good for my child. So they send their students also. But I write also letters to schools in India, Pakistan. Apart from recruiting them, the visa is a big problem, you know, because we had some very good players from Pakistan who wanted to come here, but they could not get the visa. So it is a double-edged sword. But now you see a lot of people are coming from India also, because India is a much bigger population, and the cricket, just like Pakistan, they are crazy about cricket. And once they come here, most of them see it, and then they play it. And there's some people, when they come from there, they know that we have cricket at the college, and that's why they write to me, and I explain to them how we, you know, work here. So that is another way of recruiting them.
Who do you play? Like, as I mentioned, cricket at the college level is hard to find, you know, at a varsity level. Who do you play?
You see, we play mostly like local universities.
Okay.
Like Temple, University of Pennsylvania, Drexel. We used to play Villanova. And then we play also some other teams, Marion, Germantown. And this year we are playing also teams from New York, Washington. But cricket is not played at the varsity level. It's a varsity sport, but we play different universities, Columbia from New York, and teams like that.
Now, it's varsity here, considered varsity here at Haverford, but a lot of these other places, it's club?
Yeah.
You know, okay. And it's co-ed, correct?
At Haverford.
Is it 50-50-ish as far as roster breakdown, or is it more men than women?
Yes. At one time, you know, in the 80s and 90s, we had a lot of girls, young ladies playing cricket. You know, maybe ratio was one-third woman, and the rest of them were men.
Is there a reason why it's gone down on the women's side?
You see, because there are so many women's sports which have grown very popular.
Okay.
I believe that is...
So it's kind of diluted, for lack of a better term, the pool of there's more opportunity, so it's pulled them away from cricket.
Yeah, we still have, you see, some ladies who play cricket, but pool has not been as strong as it used to be.
So when you think of 50 years of cricket at Haverford, what are some of your favorite memories for the program, whether it's victories or moments or bus ride to, like, but when you think of your time, what jumps out?
See, other than I have always fun playing cricket and I enjoy it, I think things which stand out most are the foreign tours. We went to England, Scotland in 1990, and then we went to England again in 96 and then 2019. First two tours when we went to England, we were undefeated. We beat Oxford College, Cambridge College, St. John's, and some local, very strong team. If I was not with the team, I would not have believed that we could beat those teams. But you see, at one point at that time, half a team would never drop a catch. You know, they would take catches that would surprise even opponents. And they learned their skills very well. They learned their skills very well, and particularly first two tours of England, and one of those times our athletic director, Greg Kenenstein, went with us, and it was one of the most wonderful experiences. And then from England, we went to Scotland, and one of the alumni, he hosted some of the people, including myself and Greg, and those are some good memories.
In 50 years of coaching, and even the time before you started coaching when you were in the U.S., how has cricket grown in the country? Do you see it being played in many more places? Are you sometimes surprised some of the places where you're seeing it played? You know, how has the sport grown?
Oh, tremendously. There is no comparison. Now, you see, cricket is played all part of the United States. And even some, you know, states have professional teams. Starting next year, they are going to have 6 professional teams at senior level, top like you have in India, Pakistan. and they are going to play. You see, in India, for example, there is a very famous actor, Shah Rukh Khan. He is known all over the world. He has his own team in Indian Professional League. They are making, the players make 2 to 3 million within 1 month.
Wow.
You know, he is bringing his team also here next year. So it will be wonderful to see, but cricket has grown for 20 times more, or maybe 50 times in America since I came here.
Has the sport changed much? I mean, because I think if you talk to a baseball fan and you say baseball, and you watch video from baseball from 1975, the game's the game, but if you watch long enough, you can see a lot of things are different. Rules have been massaged or changed and stuff like that, and that's probably even more so in, like, when it comes to professional football, stuff like that. Has the game of cricket changed much, or the rules you had when you started coaching here and 50 years ago, it is pretty much across the board the same?
It is basically the same. There are some changes, but one of the biggest changes is that 20-over cricket become very popular. It takes about an hour and a half for each team to play, and whoever scores more runs, they win. So that is not at only in America, but at international level. T20 has become the event in cricket. But, you know, there are always changes in rules and regulations a little bit, but not fundamentally.
We were talking before we were setting up, we're taping this the beginning of February. You're going to have a big event with teams coming in to give it. What's it called? What's it about? And when does it happen?
It is Philadelphia International Cricket Festival. It happens in the first week of May every year, except past 2-3 years because of COVID, they didn't play. The teams come from all over. College has played teams against from Australia, England, Canada, some of the islands. So it is like a festival, but it is, everybody wants to win.
If someone hearing this and wants to kind of get their first taste of cricket, would that be a great type of thing to kind of get your first experience?
I would say so. Yeah, it is a very good atmosphere, and also they would learn the basics of cricket.
What is the favorite part of what you do?
You mean coaching at Hartford?
Yeah. What's the favorite part of it?
Favorite part is my students, because you see, I got very attached to them. Like a lot of them come from overseas, and they are very attached to me, you know, because they're learning custom and, you know, traditions in America. I love that part because I remember 1996, one of the students who graduated was from India, and he wrote the letter to the president about his experiences and how I helped him, you know, adopt to American traditions. So I think that is my favorite part, working with the students, seeing them grow as a person and also as a cricketer.
Kind of to that point, the fact that you have so many kids that come from overseas, from other countries, do you feel like maybe the coach-player bond is stronger because they're in a foreign place? A lot of things don't make sense probably just from a culture standpoint, but there's cricket. Cricket makes sense. You're the coach. I would imagine those bonds that are always usually coach-player are close, but because of the circumstances in a lot of the kids on your roster, that it goes even deeper?
Oh, yeah. I think for international students, you have to talk to them, but they always, when they think about me, they admire me a lot. And I was really shocked when one of the captain from India, we were being interviewed together, and they said, what you can say about Kamran? He said, if I had life, a key to my life, I'll give to Kamran. See, when I think of that, I get very emotional. But I always had very good relationship, not only with the foreign students, but American students also.
Kamran Khan, this was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And that will do it for this week's episode. Want to thank Haverford College head cricket coach Cameron Kahn for being our guest this week. And also a special thanks to Curran McCauley, Haverford College Sports Information Director, for helping to facilitate my visit to Haverford. Now, if you like the show, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, want to help us out, leave us a rating and a review. You can follow the show on Twitter at @OneOnOnePod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at @MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to check us out again next week when we bring you another conversation with someone you should know more about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.